Now to the 2012 campaign trail, where no one seems to be talking about Herman Cain's 999 tax plan this week, including Herman Cain. Instead, he's had to deal with allegations that he sexually harassed three women when he was head of the National Restaurant Association. Last night, he accused Texas Governor Rick Perry's presidential campaign of planting that story. Perry's campaign flatly denied it, and Cain has now backed off. Regardless, some political consultants have seen the invisible hand of what's known as opposition research during this campaign season. NPR's Ina Jaffe talked to some practitioners of the dark art of politics.
Herman Cain's not the first Republican presidential candidate to be on the hot seat. Remember the sudden revelation that Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann suffered from migraines? Backed by a note from her doctor, she made that issue go away pretty fast.
Like nearly 30 million other Americans, I experience migraines that are easily controllable with medication.
Then there was the news story about Rick Perry's hunting camp with the racially derogatory name. There seems to be a pattern here, says Joe Redotta. He's a Republican political consultant with offices in California and Washington, D.C.
What seems to be happening is the second-tier or third-tier candidates get a pop and move immediately into the top rung, and within a week or so, something appears that really looks like the work either of a good investigative journalist or a good opposition researcher, or perhaps both.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Voters deserve to know this stuff. What's wrong, perhaps, is that the campaign seemed to be caught so flat-footed, says Chris Lehane, a Democratic consultant who's worked for President Clinton and Vice President Al Gore, among other candidates.
The first thing you start off with, actually, is doing opposition research on your own candidate.
So you know what flack may be headed your way. Lehane feels this is so important. He co-authored a movie called Knife Fight, coming to a theater near you this fall, in which a consultant played by Rob Lowe tries to talk a woman out of running for office.
If you are crazy enough to do this, everything will be on the public record, from the dope that you smoked to your college lesbian experimentation period. And if that doesn't do it...
It sounds slimy, but Lehane believes opposition research really does serve the democratic process by testing the mettle of the candidate and the campaign organization.
Folks who are going to end up in the presidency are going to be making enormous decisions under enormous pressure that have enormous consequences. And your single hardest day on the campaign trail is going to be your single easiest day as president.
But let's get back to going after the opponent. Joe Redotta says that the place he starts is with the story that the opposing candidate tells about him or herself.
And then I ask the simple question, is all of this true?
For example, let's say a candidate says, I was a star in the business world.
And then it turns out that they did not have a stellar record in terms of either creating jobs or paying taxes on time. And then in a very simple way, you can illustrate that what the candidate is asserting just isn't true.
And you can get just about everything you'll need to do that from public records. Okay, so now you've got some information. What do you do with it? Well, you don't just send out a press release. You may have a relationship with a particular reporter, or maybe a particular show or newspaper might be the right platform, says Lehane.
And then you want to have different elements of it. So it's not just merely a one-day story. You want to extend this and make it a multiple-day story. And so you think of the other pieces that you will drop out there so that you take the initial issue and create all sorts of subsequent problems.
And Herman Cain has had to deal with those subsequent problems for days, though to him it must feel like forever. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.